It's good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. If you will, turn your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 16. It's good to be back, and I'll tell you what I was concerned mightily about the services yesterday, the condition of the driveways, all this. I'm just thankful this morning to the Lord that He solved all of our problems and helped us with these things.
Amen.
Okay, we want to study some this morning about a rich man and a poor man in Abraham's bosom. And we would like to say this morning that as we teach, there are so many out there that is watching this besides us this morning, and we that are full to the point that we know what's going on, we need to rejoice in seeing those that are hungry fed.
Amen.
And this morning, I hope and pray to the Lord that I might be able to say something to someone somewhere in this world that would point them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And this morning, I pray that you'll pray with me as we study these few verses that I've chosen to read this morning. But in the Luke's gospel, in the 16th chapter and the 19th verse, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores.
Right.
And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom, he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am in torments in this flame. So this is what we want to read, and we'll study a little bit more in the lesson about what Abraham told him. But I would like to make a few comments there about the rich man. Now, because that the rich man was rich, didn't send him to hell.
Right.
And because the poor man was poor, he didn't wind up in Abraham's bosom.
Amen.
Now, this morning, we as God's people know about the worldly fruits and things of this world that so many times we get our eye on and we don't need it there.
Right.
Well, the rich man was in that condition. Mm-hmm. He had all that he needed. He was rich. But listen, he did not have enough time, enough love, or mercy to give Lazarus even a crumb or two to eat. And he most certainly didn't give him what he asked Abraham to send him with, was a drop of water or two. So he could have given him some water, and he could have given him some food. And this shows his character of what he was made out of, how he thought, what his desires was. And so with this, we see that there was no love of God in his soul,
amen,
in his spirit. So we see here that another thing that the riches of this world are not God's blessings.
Amen.
The things that we get from this world, if God lets us have them to use them for to better other people and to help ourselves and to provide for ourselves, listen, it's a blessing. But this man here did not use these things as a blessing from
right.
God. He used them because he had a stingy heart, mm-hmm, and that he was faring sumptuously and he had no needs, but he did not want to share it with him. So we see the condition of the rich man, and also that the poor man Lazarus didn't have nothing. He didn't have a crumb to eat, a drink of water. He didn't have nothing to rub on his sores, and I'm assuming that he had leprosy because of he's saying that the dogs come and licked his sores. And so this morning he did not have nothing to ease that pain, and all that he had was the dog.
Right.
And we know this morning about the dog and how the Bible talks about the dog and how the Jew thought about the dog. And so this was his treatment for the only mercy that he had in his body. And so we want to see this morning that this man he laid at the gates of the rich man's gate and begged. Now we see another thing in the Bible about Peter and about John when they were going up to the temple to pray. And the old beggar there said that he wanted some alms. Well, Peter said unto him, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto you in the name of the Lord." This man here could have done something for that man that he didn't do. Now Peter and John took him by the hand, raised him up, and he walked off.
Amen.
And this man here could have been a blessing to the rich man. The poor man could have been a blessing to the rich man by even sharing some food. He could have watched him eat, and he could have been a blessing to the rich man by just letting him see him eat. But he chose not to do these things. And we this morning, as God's people, we sometimes get in our mind things, and our heart gets a little bit in the hard order. We need to be careful with these things. And, you know, even our leaders in our country, sometimes see this on the news and see that on the news, and we say that old so-and-so and this old so-and-so, and you know, and he needs this and he needs that. Listen, I know what he needs. I know what they need. They need our prayers.
Mm-hmm.
They need our prayers, and they need our help, and these prayers will help more than anything that we can do for them. So we need this morning to let our hearts go out to them, because listen, one day Jesus Christ dying on the cross of Calvary and shedding his blood for us, he looked back on us and he said that he was dying for us, and he was the complete atonement for our sins.
Amen.
And if it hadn't been for him, we couldn't do anything. But anyway, we want to see this morning again there in verse 20. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Now, this thing that I'm so interested in this morning and want to, I'll share with everybody is, and I had an opportunity to be a witness to a Catholic here a while back, and she told me she believes that even though she's don't know the Lord, she knows Jesus, but she don't know him either, that all will be well with her, and when she dies, she is going to have the help of the priest, or she's going to have the prayers of her loved ones to bring her to the point of salvation after death. Well, we know this morning that God's word does not teach that.
Amen.
But now listen, here's the thing of it is, Lazarus, at that time, Jesus had not died. Now, Abraham's bosom was down and was there, and that's where those that tried to keep the law and serve the Lord, that's where they went. And the ones like the rich man here and those that didn't accept the Lord as their, and believe in the Lord or try to serve him through the law, they went to hell. So these people are teaching these people in these churches about this place called Abraham's bosom, and there are assuring them that there's a holy place yet for them. But listen, let me tell you something this morning. It's not there.
Amen.
It's gone. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you what this morning, they are being led by the millions. By the millions, they're they're deceived.
Right.
And listen, what a terrible thing it's going to be this morning when those that are cast into hell are brought out of hell for judgment at the white throne judgment. They're going to say, "Yes, he said he prayed for me, and I'm out." Listen, they're going to be for a flesh. They're going to be. Oh, I made it all right. But listen, let me tell you something. That's wrong.
Amen.
People anywhere in this world that's listening to this morning, you take heed mm-hmm. because there is no Abraham's bosom anymore.
Amen.
There is no stopover before you get to hell. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of sin, you're going to hell, and that's where you're going.
Amen.
And so this morning, don't be deceived by this thing, because it's a lie out of the devil's mouth, and he deceives. He deceives with this thing just like he deceived Adam and Eve with the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at it, and it looked good to their eyes, and they tasted of it, and sin was passed on the world. And the same way with this right here, they look on it, and they got a priest there that's telling them, "Hey, I'll pray for you. I got my little rosary here, and I'll do this and I'll do that." And listen, everything will be all right. But listen, they're deceived, people.
Amen.
And so,
amen.
Don't get nothing. I know none of you here has ever believed that. I would think not. But I know this morning that there is people that's believing that, because I talked to one mm-hmm. and I've talked to others. And listen. It's a lie out of hell, and
amen.
So don't you accept it. Now, here again, he says, and verse 23, and talking about the rich man, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Now, I want to show you something here this morning, whether or not you have thought about it or not. But listen, in hell. People still have their sight, they have their
right.
hearing, they have their feeling. This
Amen.
Little body that we have is there with their soul, and it's there, and it's going to be brought out one of these days and stand before God and be judged and cast into the lake of fire. And so there's no hope whatsoever for those that are there. And listen, he said, "I see Abraham, and I see Lazarus over there," and probably by him asking for water, he's seen a waterfall, or he's seen something another that was enticed him to ask for water. And so, verse 24, "And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." And so this gives you an idea of what is these people that are lost and on their road to hell, what they're headed for, and mm-hmm. what their home will be eternally. And there won't be no halftime there, and there won't be no recess for it or whatever. But it's you're there. And so this morning, Jesus Christ come to this world knowing all of these things, knowing what was going to happen, because, listen, the law would not do it. The law would not save. They tried to keep the law, but it wouldn't save. So he had to come to this world and die for our sins on the cross of Calvary, and to prevent this thing like the rich man is going through. But listen, people, they still wouldn't listen.
Right.
They still rejected Jesus Christ. And listen, praise God this morning that there is some that are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ for their Savior. So here, this is in verse 25, after he's asked this, "But Abraham said, Son, remember thou that thou in thy lifetime receive thy goods, good things, and like Lazarus, evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Mm. So he didn't have anything. This was it. This was the thing. This sold it all. He thought maybe he might get some relief. But listen, and besides all of this, between us, so that they would... Let me read it again. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And so there is no escape.
Amen.
Abraham is telling them, there's no escape here. You're there for good. You can't get to me, and Lazarus can't get to you. Nobody here can get to you. And so you're there. And he says here, then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. So we see this as you would say, there was a love in his heart, or a pity in his heart, or what his reasoning for this was. Because listen, in that condition and all this, you wouldn't think that anything would go in your mind about somebody else. But listen, he asked him to send someone to his father's house and tell his brothers about this. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou would send us him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. Now, again, we go right back to the same thing. Moses taught the law to the people. They rejected him, they rebelled, and they wouldn't listen to what he said. And so there was no reasoning for them not to, because of all the miracles that they had seen God do with Moses in the wilderness and all of this. But listen, they would not. Mm-hmm. And it's the same way today.
Yeah.
It's the same way today, people. Listen, God, the hearts of the people are hard, mm-hmm. and their eyes are blinded, and they can't see it. And this morning, we ought to cry unto God and thank him, mm-hmm. from every moment of our life, how that he has opened our eyes,
Amen.
Our understanding, and our knowledge of what is to come if we fail to serve him. And listen, it's a terrible thing that a person could ever, I can't even put words on it. But it is so bad, we can't believe it. But listen, people are so blind, and you know, they're the devil's imps and the devil's servants are out here putting out, oh, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, I'll take care of you. When you die, I'll do this and I'll do that. And it's scary.
Amen.
It's scary because, listen, I've got loved ones. Mm. I've got loved ones that's going that route.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they believe that. Mm. And so this morning, it's a scary thing. And so if you have an opportunity to be a witness for the Lord, these people that are going around and believing in this stuff, please say something to them if they knock you down.
Mm-hmm.
You still need to do something, because listen, they need some help. And here again, this thing with the Abraham's bosom, it has been moved out. Now I want to show you something this morning. In Galatians, I believe it is. Let me look and see. That's in Ephesians. Ephesians 4. And this I read to you is, to me, one of the things that I understand as Jesus Christ, after his death, going to Abraham's bosom and preaching or telling them, I am the Christ. He had his glorified body on. They seen him. And so he says in verse 8 of Ephesians 4, Ephesians 4, it says, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. Now that's when he went up and gave gifts to men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? And so I know that you can say that it's talking about when they put him in the tomb. But listen, I believe this morning that those people that were in Abraham's bosom had never heard Jesus Christ preach in the blood. They knew that he was coming. They knew that Messiah would come, but they never had seen him. Mm-hmm. And so when he went there and he spoke to those people, they accepted him because of what they saw. And he led captivity captive. He brought them out. Now, I want to show you something else this morning. In Matthew's Gospel, in verse 57. 27. And in verse 50, Matthew 27:50, Jesus then, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. This is talking about the coming down of the Lord, because it says it's from the top to the bottom. It's a type of when he comes to this world. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Now, I'm of the opinion that when Jesus Christ went to the Abraham's bosom and come back out, and he led them out, they followed him out because he spoke peace to them. He spoke grace to them. He testified to them, and they saw him as the Jew should see him. The Jew has never seen Jesus Christ like they should see him. One day they will, but these people here, Abraham and all of those, had talked and said that the Messiah was coming, and they accepted him. And listen, he led them out, and as he led them out, listen, some of them was out there and witnessing to people because, listen, and in verse 52, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy cities and appeared to many. And so these people that come out of Abraham's bosom come out, and some of them before he ascended, and before they ascended, went and witnessed to people. And so this is my way of looking at this thing. And I hope that I don't mislead anybody, but I think that this is what happened. And came out of the graves after his resurrection and went unto the holy cities and appeared to many. So this here, again, is what I want you to see. Once this happened, this Abraham's bosom closed the gap, closed the gulf. There was no more Abraham's bosom.
Right.
Now, this is why I see these people worshiping this thing, this halfway point. Listen, this done away with it. Mm-hmm. Now, Isaiah speaks in his writings in chapter 5, I believe it is, that hell has enlarged itself. Mm-hmm. Now, this morning, that is one of the ways that I can reason within myself how that hell has enlarged itself. Mm-hmm. Now, I know also that there's more in there now than there was 100 years ago.
Right.
I know they're going there.
Amen.
But still, all in all, there is no more Abraham's bosom.
Amen.
It's all dried up. It's just part of hell anymore. So listen, these people that are planning on stopping over, forget it.
Amen.
It's not there.
Amen.
And I want everybody to know that this morning, because listen, that's this little thing right here and that teaching that they're teaching, it is going to cause hell to be full. And so this is the one of the things that was so important about this lesson. Now notice here back in our lesson now, and he's telling about this gulf when he asked him if he could go or come, and he said, beside all this between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from thence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou shouldest send him to my father's house. And so again this morning, we want to emphasize this point. Abraham said, no, if they won't believe Moses, and what Moses told them, and Moses was up on the mountain, he brought the Ten Commandments down, he heard it out of God's mouth, he was a man of God. And they would not believe him, and they seen all of these things in the wilderness, and the rock, water coming out of the rock, and all of this, and they wouldn't believe him. And so,
right.
Hey, he said, if they don't believe that, they won't believe. If you go back and tell them, hey, I seen your brother down there in hell, he's not there. But listen, that's the sad part about it is this morning. So here again, and he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And listen this morning, people, one did rise from the dead.
Amen.
And they're still not accepting.
Right.
They're still not believing it. And so it's a terrible world. But listen, thank the Lord that we know what we're doing. Thank the Lord that we know the scriptures. Thank the Lord that we can say that the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior.
Amen. Amen.
So that's our lesson this morning, and I hope that you got a blessing from it. I hope maybe you've seen something different. I hope the things that hurt for the first time, listen, they sit up and take notice, and they understand what I've tried to tell, and that the Holy Spirit will take this and burden their hearts that they might be saved.
Amen.
That's my prayer. Thank y'all so much.